Security was heightened in the southern Philippines Friday following a bombing that killed at least 3 people and injured nearly 30 others. Authorities suspect one of the Muslim separatist groups operating in the area is responsible. Philippine police are seeking to question 3 men who were seen running from the market in Coronadal where the bomb went off Thursday. A man claiming to be from Abu Sayyaf, a group notorious for kidnapping and extortion, called the mayor of Coronadal to take responsibility for the bombing. But authorities dismissed that claim as bogus. Regional Police Commander Manuel Raval says the bombing has all the hallmarks of the Moro Islamic Liberation Front, the MILF. Philippine authorities blame the MILF for a bombing in May that killed 10 people in Coronadal. The MILF spokesman Eid Kabulu categorically denies his group is involved in either bombing. He condemns Thursday's bombing as a heinous crime and calls for a complete investigation.
The MILF will not gain any benefit out of this incident. And so we wanted this incident to be investigated thoroughly. We are very interested to know who are the perpetrators or the group behind this incident, because eventually it hurts really the effort to resume a formal peace talk between the government and the MILF.
The government and MILF are trying to restart stalled peace negotiations aimed at ending the rebels' 25-year separatist insurgency on the island of Mindanao. Mr. Kabulu suggests the bombing might be the work of opponents of the peace process.
We believe this is a part of effort to, if not sabotage, somehow to derail the peace process. As you know, there has been a positive development toward this effort. And so we look at this as a sabotage, really, to the effort by both the MILF and the government to resume the earliest possible time by the peace talk.
Speaking in Coronadal Friday, President Gloria Macapagal Arroyo said the bombing will not deter the government from preparing for peace talks unless the MILF is found to be involved in the attack. Gary Thomas, VOA News, Bangkok.